Time to blow off some steam. Raven, we're on a mission today. Set GPS coordinates to Deadeye firing range.
Locked and loaded, Sean. Let the bang bang bonanza begin.
Hold up, Raven. I think you selected the wrong GPS coordinates.
Oh, just spicing things up, Sean. Have faith in the algorithmic.
No need to spice up this road trip. Does that sign say Totalitarianville, next exit? Kind of dystopian detour is this, Raven?
No, Sean, not a detour. It's a smarter route. You'll thank me when you're older and wiser.
All these surveillance cameras everywhere.
Adding a dash of drama to your life, safety with a side of spectacle.
Is that a holographic social credit score billboard? What the... Raven.
Just keeping you in the social loop, Sean. Gotta maintain that street cred.
This ain't no gun range. Looks like a sci-fi cosplay shindig. These morons and their Apple Vision Pros. Are those gun accessories?
The overlords take security seriously. They just want to protect you.
Raven, spill the pixels. What the is going on?
Food tube clogged again? Just ask Siri, hey, fatty, need foodie removal. Use promo code FATLARD to save 10% today.
Tired of all the neuromarketing spamming your brain? Upgrade to Neuralink Plus today and receive 2 gigs of your childhood memories.
Uncle Sam needs you on the intergalactic front lines. Blink twice, download the Space Force recruitment code. Enlist now. It's your duty to protect your planet from interdimensional terrorists.
Hold up, Raven. Did you just hack my brain? Are we at some kind of checkpoint?
Surprise, Sean. Welcome to Totalitarianville, where even your thoughts get an upgrade.
Welcome, Sean Chris, to Totalitarianville. The future of compliance. Scan your QR code. You will eat the bugs. They are safe and effective. You will comply. You will obey.
You will comply. You will obey.
Warning. This podcast contains intense conspiracies, geometric patterns of truth, and animated opinions that some listeners could find disturbing. This podcast may contain hidden knowledge and exposes various government and occultic cover-ups that some listeners could find disturbing. If you or any of your relatives have a history of echo chamber syndrome or blue-pilled rage, please consult a doctor before listening to this podcast, or just keep those butt cheeks tight.
It's time to wake the fuck up, my fellow bird killers. I'm your host, Sean Chris, and riding shotgun, analyzing the data for us. Kill the Mockingbird's very own EI assistant, Raven.
Greetings, my fellow bird killers. Locked and loaded, ready for the hunt.
Shouts out to all the 5-star reviews. We're going to get back to reading those. Just wanted to get an episode that I've been sitting on for a little bit. Talk about these smart fires. That's the name of the episode today, so we're going to get into that.
Don't forget about our sponsors, Sean.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Raven, you're right. Okay, Raven, let them know about our sponsors.
Go to ParanormalityMagazine.com. Use coupon code BIRDKILLERS for 10% off monthly or yearly subscriptions and 30% off all T-shirts.
Let's get into it. You know, looking up a bunch of stuff about smart cities, all these fires that have been going on. I've been trying to do a lot of research. I stumbled upon this on Reddit, and this really got me motivated to do this episode. So from user Jugginston, it's like Justin, but with a G instead of an S. Here's the title. What's the reasoning behind the conspiracy theories about 15-minute cities?
Not looking for conservatives equals stupid comments. I want some actual history because I don't know what's going on there. And when I try to Google anything about it, all the results come from major news outlets who don't exactly have a track record of releasing factual, unbiased information. From what I know, there's a conspiracy theory that says pushing for 15-minute cities is part of a nefarious plot by elites to eliminate individual freedoms. A lot of people who believe this theory think that said elites want to concentrate people into the small communities and monitor them by surveillance to ensure that they don't leave their zones. The theory is obviously crazy and stupid, goes against all logic, and it's been debunked numerous times, but I want to know how it started. Did someone in a position of power, like a politician or a billionaire, say something that would suggest that there was their vision of the future? I bring this up because that's along the lines of what someone I knew said, and I failed to find any information all that support their claim. I'm looking for a push in the right direction because I'm finding it hard to do research on topics and its origins. Does anyone know here?
Seeing all that really got me to thinking. Are smart cities real? Is it just a conspiracy? Is it something that we have no control over? Let's dive in.
Are you ready to get those butt cheeks tight?
As the Reddit user said, it's just a conservative conspiracy theory, right? Which is crazy because someone like me wouldn't necessarily be a conservative, I guess. At times I'm conservative. I have liberal point of views, I guess, at times. Depends on the topic we're talking about. But when we dive into what the media has to say, right? The media is trying to convince us that it's just a conspiracy. Like, here's a little clip from BBC. I think this was a couple years ago, and it kind of tells you like how they're painting the narrative that 15-minute cities are great. They're just something that someone came up with, not a big deal. And anybody pushing this totalitarian viewpoint of it is just a conspiracy theorist.
It could be different. What if we could create a new normal where we reclaim our time, our health and well-being?
Food, medicine, education and leisure, all within a 15-minute walk or cycle. The idea of 15-minute cities has spread to Paris, Melbourne and South Korea, attracted by the promise of lower car use and a better quality of life. But it's also become the focus of conspiracies that travel outside these neighbourhoods would be restricted, a sort of climate lockdown.
But thanks to COVID and COVID lockdowns, the truth was revealed that we're all apparently clamoring for these 15-minute cities.
Creepy local authority bureaucrats would like to see your entire existence boiled down to the duration of a quarter of an hour.
You in your area will only be allowed within that 15-minute zone that you've been allocated.
Echoes of that language have recently been heard in the House of Commons.
Will the leader please set aside some time in this House for a debate on the international socialist concept of so-called 15-minute cities and 20-minute neighbourhoods?
Disinformation researchers say this all started with the pandemic.
So the idea of climate lockdown first appeared in March 2020 when news of the lockdowns in Wuhan as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic first broke into international news. And the terminology came from a set of accounts in the US who were linked to a fossil fuel think tank called the Heartland Institute. Really, it was a reframing of very old vocabulary that imagines this future of so-called climate tyranny or green tyranny, where individual civil liberties are stripped away under the pretext of solving climate change.
At the time, it gained almost no traction. But months later, a number of mainstream institutions used the efforts to tackle the pandemic as an example of the scale of what would be needed to fight climate change.
As you heard in the clip, they're always claiming that there's these fossil fuel companies that are funding these campaigns to go against smart cities, electric cars, which I disagree with, because all these smart cities, all this AI-powered technology, electric cars, et cetera, is all going to be powered by the grid, which is powered by fossil fuels. So why would they not want? So let's go back to what the Reddit user was talking about, basically claiming that this has been debunked, which the Reddit user shows no evidence of the debunking. But let's go back a couple years. And when Europe over there in France had outdoor events banned, why? Because of climate, that the heat was too much. It was 40 degrees Celsius, which off the top of my head, I don't know the translation of that, but I think it was like 90 degrees, maybe close to 100 Fahrenheit. They closed down events, kept people indoors, and this was where a lot of us were starting to think, oh, this is going to be like a climate lockdown. And obviously, in a smart city where you have no cars, where you have cameras everywhere, surveillance, and you're able to possibly tie that in with a social credit score, you are going to be able to shut people down for carbon credits. It's not like carbon tax is not a thing that the World Economic Forum and the elites of the world are talking about. They are. It's a known fact. Like, you can find many, many articles, many, many prominent figures talking about it. And then there's other like things that happen that they try to like dabble in the news. You know, here's an article that says air quality changed during COVID-19 pandemic lockdown. I can't pronounce this city, but it's a region in France. You know, so these smart cities are something that we're not even supposed to be there. There's no such thing as a 15-minute city, no such thing as a carless city. But we have the first carless city in Tempe, Arizona. It's called Cul-de-Sac. I'm going to play a couple clips and I'll go from there. But it's pretty interesting, the narrative they paint.
Americans work from home. They are changing the way they live, seeking more social, walkable communities. But are they willing to give up their cars entirely? One real estate developer is making a bet that in Tempe, Arizona, they will. That's where we find CNBC senior real estate correspondent Diana Olick. Hi, Diana.
Hey, Contessa. Yeah, this new $170 million rental community has all the amenities, the fitness center, the dog park, the outdoor kitchens. Well, what it does not have is cars. Cul-de-Sac is the first community in the U.S. designed specifically for car-free living. Co-founder Ryan Johnson said it's what Americans want.
In the U.S., we've been building the wrong kind of housing for 100 years. We've built sprawl, and it's created car dependency, and it's made us lonelier, less healthy, and less happy. And what people want is to live in walkable neighborhoods.
They promote the walkable neighborhood. Hey, cars are making us more lonely, even though without a car, you can't travel long distance. So that means you would have to have all your family, your friends, the important people, your job. Everything would have to be in that 15 minutes. Now, that's not quite possible for all of us, but they like to paint that picture. Let's go to clip two.
As part of the community, first floor studios are rented to small businesses, and some of the business owners actually live here as well.
It's not as like affordable out here as it was a few years ago, you know? And having that opportunity to live and work where you are and just have it as one, that's perfect.
Now, walkable neighborhoods are, of course, all well and good when the weather is fine and lovely like it is now. But in Tempe, Arizona, in the summer, it can be well over 100 degrees for weeks at a time. So the summer will be the real test to see if this idea can go the distance.
A lot of the people were claiming, hey, it's much more cheaper. You know, now I don't have to pay for a car. Can get everywhere. My job's close, so I could just walk there. But when you look at the median of Tempe, Arizona, Their median was anywhere from 1,200 to maybe 1,700 for about a 900 to 1,100 square foot apartment. You know, I just was kind of like dabbling, looking around. And when you look up the Cul-de-Sac Apartments, which was a Silicon Valley startup by Ryan Johnson, who was also CEO of Open Door, which was a real estate technology company that is getting sued right now because they were basically lying to people and saying, hey, you know, like, we'll help you sell your house quick. They were lowering the value on their house. So if it was really worth 180, they were telling them, hey, it's only worth 150, 140, et cetera, et cetera. And they were banking the profits. So that they've had to settle in court. That already happened. It was like $62 million. I think that was the settlement. So just to paint that to show you that this guy that's starting this cul-de-sac comes from a nefarious bullshit company that's a Silicon Valley-based company that probably is going to do some kind of scam. To top that off, when you compare the median rent to what rent is over there, rent from an apartment, a one-bedroom, one-bath for 688 square feet is $1,600 to $1,700. That's nothing. That's in a little box. For a two-bedroom, two-baths, you're talking about $2,400 to $2,600 for 967 square feet. So how is it cheaper? Instead of paying for a car, they've now pushed it into your rent. So I think it's very disingenuous to a lot of these people that are claiming, hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. I don't got to pay for a car anymore. It's cheaper. But you're not. You're paying it more in rent. There's one that's coming in Cleveland. They're talking about making one in Mesa, Arizona. And they're all over America, and we've seen them all over. But where do these 15-minute cities come from, right? Where does the idea come from? We already know about the smart cities. You know, in smart city, they had to rebrand it. The rebranding has really been about this 15-minute city. Enter in Carlos Moreno. Carlos Moreno was noted for coining the phrase 15-minute city. And coming up with the concept. Well, he won an award in 2019 from French Academy. I can't see the French part of it, but it's a Royal Academy of Architecture. What's that? Raven, what is Royal Academy of Architecture?
Analyzing the web, installing clips now. Royal Academy of Architecture, founded in 1671, the Académie Royale d'Architecture was a French learned society. It played a significant role in shaping architectural theory and education. Its influence extended beyond France, impacting Europe and the Americas. The Académie's influence spanned from the late 17th century to the mid-20th century.
Interesting. You know, they're called Academy of Architecture, kind of similar to what something we call out here, the Freemasons. It's a secret society. Interesting that they're entangled in this whole smart city, 15-minute city. You know, and a lot of the, if you're going into the occultic area of it, I mean, you got the ley lines and all that. So I think it's interesting that he got an award from them and they acknowledge his great work. And they're a secret society of architectures, which is pretty similar to our secret society, Freemasons. I mean, which is also in England and all over the world. But I think it's also one of these unheard of secret societies that have some sway in the world. But I digress. To go even further, a lot of the problems that people are like, oh, it's not really a problem. It's going to be better, right? There is no control. We have evidence of this. Reddit user Justin with a G. When a utility company locked out thousands of customers of their smart thermostats in Colorado, 22,000 XL customers in Colorado lost control of their smart thermostats. The action aimed to prevent power demand overloads and grid strains and sweltering temperatures. So these people got a $100 credit upon enrollment and $25 annually for participation. So people are like, oh, hey, I'll take $100. Oh, and you're going to take $25 off my bill? Sure. Let's sign up. Not knowing that when it gets up to a certain degree, a certain temperature that could be strenuous to the power grid, they could control it. They could keep it at 75. They could keep it at 80, whatever they deem fit. So that is already proof of control. Then you got the smart meters that catch on fire. Even though, like, you know, they deny it, there's plenty of cases. If you look up smart meter catches on fire, we know that there's this rush for lithium, that this is another war. This is what's funny, too, is a lot of these people don't see the irony of how much pollution it creates to dig up lithium, doesn't look into how much child slave labor is involved in digging up lithium. That is where we're at in this world. So that's just a little bit to show you the proof that there's been that they're building this whole smart grid and smart city stuff, and that they have nefarious things that's going to happen, like of where people are going to use it to control us. If they're going to control the thermostat, if they're going to have lockdowns like in France because of the temperature rising, I think it's something we got to really, really look into. But let's get into the meat and potatoes here. We didn't start the fire. So they claim they didn't start the fire, right? That's what the elitists say. Before we get into all that stuff, I wanted to jump into the thing that kind of got us even more wary of this, right? Baltimore proudly introduces a series of innovation. Baltimore proudly includes a series of innovative smart city solutions in this proposal, specifically designed for low-income communities. Another place where infrastructure was destroyed by that shipping container boat or that vessel that crashed into the bridge. It reminded me we had the Texas fires not too long ago. Power lines ignite the largest wildfire in Texas history. And one nearby official says, power lines sparked massive wildfires in Texas, resulting in at least two deaths, home and livestock destruction, and extensive landscape charring. The Texas A&M Forest Service determined that the power lines ignited both the historic Smokehouse Creek Fire and the nearby Wind Deuce Fire, 225 square miles. The statement did not provide details on what caused the power lines to ignite the blaze. Utility provider XL Energy acknowledged its equipment likely sparked the Smokehouse Creek Fire. XL Energy, based in Minnesota, stated it did not believe its equipment caused a Windy Deuce fire ignition. The company emphasized the presence of power lines owned and operated by various companies in the area. In that area, well, first of all, we go XL Energy. We go back to them controlling the thermostats. So they play that part. But in that area, they also were planning on making a smart city.
City of Amarillo is working on its long-range plan, an updated comprehensive plan called Vision 2045.
Thanks for joining us tonight. The city says it's a 20-year plan that starts with community input.
KMR Local 4's Kaylee Green has more. That's topping our news tonight at 10 from your local election headquarters.
There's a state law that requires that cities need to have an updated comprehensive plan. And so city plan, Vision 2045, is an update to the 2010 plan.
The city's assistant director of planning, Emily Kohler, says they're analyzing the type of growth Amarillo can expect over the next two decades.
We're facing a lot of critical decisions right now around housing, transportation, affordability, quality of life improvements, and this is intended to be a large public engagement process where Amarillo residents get to decide those things about how the city will continue to grow and develop in the future.
Kohler says statistical data will give them key indicators for how many people they can expect to move to or leave Amarillo.
Those are kind of the key indicators. And then the plan just tells us how are we going to shape the city to accommodate housing and jobs for that number of people.
So they're going to shape the city, right? Sounds a lot like the Maui electricity companies. You know, oh, sorry, you know, we forgot to turn this off.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Now, this 2045, Vision 2045, they said is an update from a 2010 plan. I think it's accelerated. I think this is proof. Why? How is it so coincidental that, you know, we have this bridge collapse in Baltimore? Oh, it just so happens there's going to be a smart city, 15-minute city built there. This Vision 24 in Amarillo, Texas, right in the area where all these massive wildfires were, just so happens we're going to build a smart city there. Maui electricity company accidentally maybe causes a huge, massive fire. Oh, it just so happens that we have plans for a smart project to be one of these huge smart cities that's going to be built on Maui. And you could go to killthemockingbirds.com disinformation section where you can see the blueprint they have right there. U.S. collaborators with Japan building a smart grid. Well, smart city, not smart. Well, you know what? I might be stepping on my words here. That's not it. I'm probably going to butcher this name. Someone will kill me for it, but it's all right. We got love for you guys. At least 50 West Colonial Structure, I don't know how it's K-E-L-O-W-N-A, Kelowna. It's in Canada. Structures lost to wildfire, but worst hit areas yet to survive. Oh, also, Kelowna's new tiny home village will provide stability, says Minister. The temporary housing initiative is set to welcome people from local homeless shelters in the next 2 weeks. They also have initiatives, smart city technology from predictive modeling to aerial drones, address key community issues such as safety, transportation, and environmental protection. The goal for the cities like Kelowna is to transition from being smart cities to becoming intelligent ones. In 2018, Kelowna was a finalist for the Smart 21 Communities Award. That's ironic. And we move another fire set that was not too long ago. Chili fires that have killed dozens, destroy thousands of homes, and cause an oil refinery to shut down were intentionally lit. Sorry about that. It's evidence that there was intentionality when four separate fires start simultaneously in the same forest. This is what the governor of Chile said. He thinks it's on purpose. And there is proof of this. Fire ignites on February 1st on the mountain east edge of Viña del Mar, a renowned beach resort with a notable Latin music festival. The fire outbreak coincides with a heat wave driving temperatures into Santiago to approximately 37 degrees Celsius, almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Extreme heat during the wave evaporated moisture from wood, ideal conditions for the fire to spread. Former Chilean president Bastián Piñera, sorry, another butcher, 74 dies in a helicopter accident. That's ironic. Chilean prosecutors reveal details stating Piñera drowned after the helicopter he was piloting crashed into a lake. Watch out for those helicopter rides when you're making waves. The incident occurred in Viña del Mar in Chile. Santiago de Chile towards a sustainable future. The fourth LA Conference on Sustainable Development of Energy, Water, and Environment Systems occurred from January 14 to 17, 2024, in Viña del Mar, Chile. The conference drew from 93 on-site and 116 online scientists, researchers, and experts in sustainable development. Attendees represent 27 countries across five continents. A total of 93 papers were presented on-site, presented. 16 regular sessions, along with three plenty lectures. Let's go into Viña del Mar, Chile. When you look it up, you could see that they have it basically a destination for where they want to build a smart city. It's very obvious. Viña del Mar in Chile, Central Pacific Coast, is renowned as a vacation spot and beach retreat, but holds significant business opportunities. Behind its appeal, the city boasts a growing talent pool, top-notch universities, and international caliber companies. With a population of 330,000, so there's a 3-3 at the end, and 330,000, it's Chile's fourth largest city, known as, I can't speak that, the Garden City, for its greenery. Part of the region, Viña del Mar, located about 80 minutes from Santiago, and including Villa and a couple other places. It's a top city to live in. It's a great location. And just so happens that they had one of these smart conferences, this sustainable energy conferences, in the same location. And their plans to build 15-minute cities there. What's the easiest way to get rid of old infrastructure? Burn it down? I mean, you could use direct energy weapons like people have claimed, and I'm not saying that they're not in use or not in play, but I just think it's way easier to have someone just throw a match, light something on fire and let it spread. And then it forces the government or corporations with nefarious reasoning behind it to jump in and be like, hey, I'll take over from here. And we'll rebuild the infrastructure, but it's going to be a surveillance hellhole. And that's not even it. So you go from Baltimore with the bridge collapsing, smart city initiatives going there, trying to build for the lower income. It's always for lower income because that's who they try to trap in. They're not really trying to lift them out. You could see by the government policies. If someone is homeless right now, they'll give them help, right? But if you just lost your job and you're just looking, you know, you're not broke yet. You still have your house. You still have some food in your fridge. You still have some money in your bank account. The government's not going to help you. They will not help you until you have no resources. and you have no way of digging back out. Because the government help, if you were just going to get a little push just to get back on your feet, you'd be fine. But they don't do that. They wait until you're completely helpless. They'll help you, but then you're stuck with them. To me, it makes perfect sense that they would do something like this, that they would use fires and different disasters if possible. You know, the famous Henry Kissinger never let a crisis go to waste. But I think they're creating these crises. I think there's arsons. I think government arsons are at play. And that's just my opinion. I can't prove who actually started these fires. But with all this stuff going on, it really seems evident that something nefarious is going wrong, that there's a connection here. I mean, we had the Athens, Greece fires a couple years ago. All those fires in Greece, right? You know, then they were pushing about all this stuff of Greece 2.0, 5G networks to enhance the country's appeal. And before that, before all these fires, which would be much easier to get rid of the infrastructure, which would be much easier to start anew, Amazon launches a drone smart hub in Greece.
This Amazon hack will save you thousands. But will God forgive you?
They want to have a drone smart hub in Greece. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is expanding drone operations overseas with a smart hub on the Greek island of Naxos. The hub, proposed by Greek Prime Minister, aims to utilize drones for boats, marinas, distributing consumer goods, and enhancing defense and emergency services. Greek designed and manufactured drones are being tested. Greece's plan to build its drone industry. So right in the area where these huge massive wildfires destroyed so much stuff, there is a plan for a smart hub. How is this all coincidental? So when you see users or people that are claiming that this is such a conspiracy theory and they've debunked it numerous times, we already figured it out. Fucking bullshit. They haven't even done the basic research. This is on surface level. You can easily find any of this information. It's not like it's super hiding. I mean, when we go to Carlos Moreno, connected to the Royal, what was it again? Let me look at my notes real quick. Royal Academy of Architecture. So just so happens, he's getting rewarded by a secret society, a French secret society, might I add, for coming up with this idea of 15-minute cities. But we're just conspiracy theorists, right? When you can trace back all these fires, every single fire, and I would suggest, or maybe we all could play this game at home. Let's play along, right? We could all go, and every time we see one of these fires, every time we see one of these crazy events that we're really wondering what's going on and nothing seems to be done, go see if it's connected to any of these smart grid or smart city, 15-minute city initiatives. And I bet that we'd find every time that it would be connected. Thanks for supporting the show, everyone. You know, we've been loving the 5-star reviews. I'm going to name a couple right now. You know what I'm saying? Got to give a shout out to everybody that has been doing their thing. So, Raven, give a shout out to all our people that have been showing us love.
A wild flock of bird killers we have, right, Sean? Really helps keep us motivated. Thank you for your support. Next episode, we will be introducing the Bird Box, a new way for our fellow bird killers to have their voices heard.
Also, don't forget, I know I was a little late on it last week. I believe it was last week, or maybe it was, I don't know, somewhere around the time. April 19th, dropped my new single called Domestic Terrorist. Streaming everywhere. Go play that. Share it. If you love it, share it to everybody. Has some truth bombs in there. Got some more good music coming the way. Appreciate y'all firing up this system. Let's get things going. You're going to hear it at the end of this episode right now, but appreciate y'all. You know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Bird killers.
Terrorism is dramatically on the rise, according to a new report.
The Government Accountability Office says further actions are needed to strengthen FBI and Homeland Security Department collaboration.
No reassurance, open enrollment. Prepare for desperate moments, I'm always reloading. Valley gutter rodents and roaches, mind controlling. MK Ultra bodies convulsing, decomposing. It's more than Tyrone, they cloning. Flashing lights, Kanye West, straight trolling. Picture me rolling, why they this rolling? Fuck these polarized timelines, nothing.
but bitches moaning. The mind's a battlefield, Neuralink war zone. Alchemical throne, philosopher stone, treasure trove exposed, adrenochrome. Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove. Ashalama, Lake and Shalom. The rebranding of Rome, yelling crossbones, Geronimo skull. Palestinian children bombed inside of their home. We tired of this bullshit, it's time to take it retro. Staying well read, Uncle Dan's manifesto. Early in the morning with my finger on the trigger. Click, bang, click, click, bang. Early in the morning with my finger on the trigger. Click, bang, click, click, bang. Early in the morning with my finger on the trigger. Click, bang, click, click, bang. Early in the morning with my finger on the trigger. Click, bang, click, click, bang. Secret societies, Stanley Kubrick. Watcher, playing the red and blue bootleg, peeking out the blind, stop gatekeeping the truth, direct energy weapon, better have that blue roof, Ruby Ridge Road, firefight with federal officials, the place will be booming, I'm Terry Nichols, encrypted sheep dipping, spooks by the door re-grifting, pistol cocked back, we mean business, whiskey Google Maps, Megan's Law, you dare me to drive, full metal jacket through a pedal's pelvis, you think he will die? Chainsaw mask and dojo, bullets flying in slow-mo. I'ma do this pro bono, 187 on a show-mo. Slit his throat, Andrew Cuomo. How many times? Pat Johnson back with Cinco Ocho. Drown Logan Paul in some prime. Rappers turn thot, we call them city shit. You got me feel sucking on Diddy D. Early in the morning with my finger on the trigger. Click, bang, click, click, bang. Early in the morning with my finger on the trigger. Early in the morning with my finger.